And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Police in Maryland say the gunman who killed five people at a local newspaper had a long history of disputes with the paper. Police have identified the gunman as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel, Maryland. Ramos allegedly opened fire yesterday at the offices of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, killing five people and injuring others. His Twitter account reportedly shows years of tweets railing against the newspaper. Ramos filed a defamation suit against the paper in 2012. Say goodbye to Toys R Us. The bankrupt toy retailer is closing all of its 740 U.S. stores today. The 70-year-old company announced it would close last March after failing to restructure its debt. Jeffrey the Giraffe, the 16-foot-tall Toys R Us mascot, is heading from corporate headquarters in Wayne, New Jersey, to Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital in New Brunswick.
I'm glad he's working still.
And a new app aims to help parents interpret what their baby wants based on the sound of their cry. This is a free app. It's called Chatter Baby. It was released last month. It analyzes the acoustic features of a baby's cry to help parents understand whether their child might be hungry, fussy, or in pain. While critics say caregivers shouldn't rely too much on their smartphone, others say it's a helpful tool for new or weary parents.
That seems awesome. And also, The Simpsons did that one in the early 90s.
They had an app?
Though they had a box that you could hear how a baby would cry, and yeah, it would say what the baby wants.
It's real. I'm telling you, as a mom, you know your kids' cries and what they mean.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Another hot day. Let's give away some tickets. Jen's impossible question. Your choice of prizes if you want to head out to Worlds of Fun for barbecue and boom. That's coming up July 3rd and 4th. They're going to have a ton of food out there, fireworks. You want a 4-pack of tickets and a platter voucher for that? You can pick it. Or The Wizard of Oz coming to Providence Medical Center Amphitheater in early August. You can take those tickets. We need the correct answer to this question. Most household accidents are caused by chainsaws, microwaves, and this. Most household accidents are caused by chainsaws, microwaves, and what?
Really? I just remember I had a dream last night that I had a chainsaw, which nobody in their right mind should give me.
No, not you.
But it was great. It was like a very useful tool.
And I actually know someone who was just injured by this other thing, the answer we're looking for.
Really?
I know that this is true. Your guess is at 576-7102.
All right, let's do it. We'll get them after Huey Lewis and the News, the heart of rock and roll. Yeah, I was chainsawing all sorts of things around the house. It was great.
I'm hitting the dream analysis on this.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Friday morning, the 29th of June, as we wrap up 1 month and get into the 4th of July weekend. This is pretty much going to serve as the holiday weekend because it's on a Wednesday, which kind of stinks.
Yeah, that's so weird because then you can't really, you know, are you going to stay up late doing fireworks the 4th of July and then have to turn around and go to work early on the 5th?
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to blow stuff up this weekend. We'll blow stuff up on the 3rd.
Yeah, just make it all through the week.
Yeah, sure.
The question this morning for Jen's impossible question, most household accidents are caused by chainsaws, microwaves, and what? We take your guesses at 576-7102.
Okay, let's find out. In South KC, here's Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Right, I'll say a steak knife.
Not steak knives, no.
I never met a steak knife that didn't injure me.
The text line said, the third most common item that causes injuries in a home must be barefoot to a Lego. LOL. Yes, that happens a lot. That's not the right answer.
Let's go to Lawrence, where Mark's standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Well, I can tell you, last week I broke my toe on the damn rug, or the one of those big rugs that cover the floor.
An area rug. That's exactly it. Yes.
Really?
Right? So was yours like folded up a little bit and you tripped? What happened?
On the corner, I'm 6'6", 300 pounds, and I wasn't paying attention, slid my foot, and then hit the rug and then hit the wall.
Yikes. I'm telling you, this is very common. I mean, obviously, there's a study that proves it. My husband's grandma just had surgery, major surgery, because she tripped on an area rug in their living room.
Oh, my goodness. I can see a lot of hips getting broke.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's it. Well, bad news for them, but good news for you. You win tickets.
Yay!
Yeah, we've got either a 4-pack if you want to head out to Worlds of Fun for barbecue and boom, or if you'd like to go check out The Wizard of Oz when it comes in early August, we'll give you those tickets.
That's a Worlds of Fun.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right, Mark, hold on for 1 second. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you.
Yep, don't go anywhere. Joey's got the info. an area, a rug.
Yeah. You think mean chainsaws? Sure. Obvious injuries.
Well, yeah.
The area rug seems so unassuming.
Huh.
Trips you up.
It sure does. Yeah, that's weird. You know what? The runners on like our floor can be real slippery sometimes.
Sure.
And if I step on the carpet wrong or the little rug thing wrong, it will just slip out from under you.
Go hardwood. So much easier.
Yeah, well, I know. I don't like cleaning it, though.
Right?
It's all good and well till you have to clean all this stuff.
Tons.
The hardwood floor shows all the footprints everywhere. Damn dog tracks in everything from the outside.
Life is hard. This sounds like the vent line. Save that for Tuesday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. Actor Gary Busey is 74. Still alive. Gary Busey hanging in there. From Curb Your Enthusiasm, actor and comedian Richard Lewis is 71. And best known for anchoring the Weekend Update segment on Saturday Night Live, Colin Jost turns 36. Ed Sheeran getting hit with a $100 million lawsuit over his song Thinking Out Loud. A company named Structured Asset Sales claims the track was directly ripped off of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. The company claims both have the exact same melody, harmonies, and tempos. The heirs of Edward Townsend, the writer of Let's Get It On, also filed a lawsuit against Sheeran over the same claim in 2016.
All right, this is very rudimentary, but I took both of these songs, put them into my super-duper editor.
Uh-huh.
It's not pretty right now, but I want you to check this out.
Okay. Like I feel, baby.
So that would be the Marvin Gaye song. We know that.
Such a good song.
Take me into your loving arms.
There's Ed Sheeran. I mean,
kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Let's get it on.
Look,
know.
Everything sounds like everything is the problem.
That's the problem.
Yes, love,
we can't reinvent the wheel every single
Place
time.
Your head on my beating heart.
It's like TV shows and movies. Thinking there are no original ideas left.
Maybe.
Same feeling. When I hear Let's Get It On, yes, that is a dirty, sexy club. When I hear Ed Sheeran's, I feel like cute ballady pop song.
Soft,
like,
sweet.
Completely different.
Yeah, but it's not that, though. They'll look at chord progressions and all that kind of stuff.
It's not $100 million worth of stealing, is it? Is it?
Those Marvin Gaye, I mean, they sued Robin Thicke pretty successfully.
Yeah, but that one
the blurred lines.
That one was very obvious to me.
Right.
This one's...
Marvin Gaye's the new Nile Rodgers.
It depends.
He spawned everything, apparently.
It depends on your lawyer. I think it all comes down to how good your lawyers are. American Horror Story going to be returning in the fall. Season 8 of the FX series is going to premiere September 12th. The new season does not have a title yet, but the creator has said it will be a crossover of season 1 and 3. Final season of Game of Thrones is going to be the deadliest. Actress Sophie Turner said in a recent interview that season 8 is going to include more fatalities than all other seasons. She also said it will be the bloodiest and most emotionally torturous.
And the nudiest? Oh, is that in there somewhere?
She did not say that.
Oh, okay. I just wondered.
The most deaths that have occurred on the show? Yes. The most deaths, and I assume this is to...
The Red Wedding.
Season 6.
Oh.
The number. Give me a number. 540.
Sure, that's what I was thinking.
The most deaths that have occurred on the show, 540 in season 6. That's a lot of killings.
Yeah.
The 8th and final season premieres sometime next year. And the new Toy Story Land at Walt Disney World is opening its doors tomorrow. Disney says the new park features giant-sized versions of Woody, Buzz, and other characters to make guests feel toy-sized. It also includes Toy Story Mania, a carnival-like ride, a restaurant called Woody's Lunchbox, and Toy Story-themed shirts, toys, and other merchandise. Toy Story Land is going to be located at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We are taking our morning show there 1 month from today. Exactly 1 month from today.
Oh, it is, yeah.
We fly out. We take the show with Jen and Truda on the road down to Orlando. You can still go with us. If you want to book that trip, go to suitcaseofdreams.biz. Mention KC1021. To help you get the special perks and all the deals. I am getting excited.
That is going to be yet another place, apparently Toy Story Land, where I could buy a $12 beer.
That's
like
exactly
I did at,
right.
Simpsons Place of Universal.
Although it's a little hard to find the alcohol at Disney World. You got to look around a little bit.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because my husband was so disappointed. There's a place called, it's at Magic Kingdom. and it's like, what's the guy from Beauty and the Beast? Maybe it's called the Beast Tavern or
Gaston?
Something. I can't remember if it was Gaston's Tavern or Beast Tavern or something. And he sees the word tavern, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, kids, yeah. Daddy's heading in there for a minute.
I'm sure.
He goes in, and it's nothing but toys and merchandise. Like, it's just T-shirts and Disney ears. You've never seen a sadder face in your life. There was no beer
like,
in that.
Just walked into a bunch of fidget spinners. Man, this sucks.
But they're rose gold.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Time Magazine is naming this year's 25 most influential people on the internet. The annual unranked list came out yesterday. It includes President Trump, Kanye West, the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and the teenager who started the infamous Laurel versus Yanni debate.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Time says people are chosen each year based on their ability to spread news and the global impact they have on social media. I do remember the day that we did the Laurel Yanni debate. That ended up being one of our most listened to podcasts because we always, we have what we call the showcast where you can listen to our show later if you missed it. And we had more listens that day over the stinking Laurel Yanni debate than we have had over anything else.
There are two things that score big in the podcast world. When David Cook is on the show.
Yes.
And when we did Yanni or Laurel. So
Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel.
Clearly Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
Yes.
I hear Laurel now, so far removed from it, yeah.
Joey, do you hear anything else besides Laurel there?
I still hear Laurel, but I really don't want to bring up the bloodshed again from 2 months ago.
Well, we're just trying to increase today's ratings, that's all.
Exactly right. Royals were off yesterday. They resumed their road trip tonight with the first of a three-game series against the Mariners in Seattle. A five-foot-long boa constrictor is in the hands of animal services officials after it was discovered loose. Where? In a rental car. Aha! Uh-huh. It had been returned to the Oakland International Airport Wednesday afternoon. The rental car company notified the Alameda County Sheriff's Office of the bizarre discovery, and a deputy determined the reptile was safe to handle. The customers who rented the car say they have no idea how the snake got there or how long it had been a passenger, adding that they are willing to adopt it if the rightful owners don't turn up. This sounds shady to me. We don't know how it got there, but we'll keep it. Doesn't that sound weird? Why do you want
the whole thing's weird?
A 5-foot-long boa constrictor in a rental car.
I don't want any part of that. I don't even want to think about it.
Laurel.
I'd rather Yanni.
That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Something as simple as that. Yanni or Laurel? Is the dress green, blue, yellow? What is it?
Makes all the lists. That one hit Time Magazine's 25 most influential people on the internet.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Friday mornings, we've been finding out how you are hashtag blessed. Go with your good news, your good stories. I did ask, should we keep or retire hashtag blessed? The first several texts we got all said, keep. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is clear. But then more retires started rolling in. Retire or maybe semi-retire and do it on the last Friday of the month, said one texter. Someone else said, keep hashtag blessed. It's nice to know that good things happen in humanity.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Another one said, retire, please. Keep or retire hashtag blessed. You can call or text with that. But we will find out how you were hashtag blessed this morning. 816-576-7102. One already came in on the text line. I just had a birthday 2 days ago, and my boyfriend is paying for motorcycle riding classes for me, something I've been wanting to do for 20 years.
Wow. Motorcycle riding classes, yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
I've been approached about that before. Don't trust myself on a motorcycle.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. That sounds like a bad choice for you.
Right?
Hashtag blessed.
Thank you.
From the text line, I rolled over in bed this morning to look at my husband and realized I'm more in love with him today than the day we were married. Aw, look at you. Hashtag sweet. That's what that is.
I wonder where that was going. I rolled over in bed this morning to my husband.
Just in love.
Hashtag blessed. I am hashtag blessed for air conditioning. My gosh. We went to dinner last night with the fam. Got all the family together. Mom, dad, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Went out to the Kansas City Joe's.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm hashtag blessed for barbecue, by the way.
Yes.
Walk out the door, though, 8:30 at night after dinner, and the blast furnace of the outside air just hits you right in the face. It's like, oh, man, this is disgusting.
It's so gross. And I was thinking, man, all those people who don't even have air conditioning, mm-hmm. who are struggling with a box fan or just some terrible fan,
Right? That's so why you got to check on all the people in your neighborhood today.
That's right.
Make sure everybody's doing well. It's going to be the heat advisory again. So, yeah, we'll do that. We've got some great texts. People calling through now. 816-576-7102. How are you? Hashtag bless.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Friday morning at KC1021. Hashtag blessed is Friday mornings.
Text line says, I'm a teacher and today is the last day of summer school. Love my job, love the kids, but hashtag blessed for a couple of weeks of extra sleep, sun, and quiet.
Ha.
Yep.
But you couldn't wait for that.
Also on the text line, I have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off. Yes, that's a nice long weekend.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, we'll be off on the 4th, but that's it. So next Wednesday, no morning show. But other than that, we will be here live.
Kind of a weird day. Joey, you hashtag blessed this morning?
Well, definitely, because Teresa from Cedar Street Toffee came by and dropped off some absolutely delicious toffee.
It looks really good.
Don't worry, Jen. You're okay. We'll take care of this over here, okay?
I'm choosing not to eat it because I'm running that 5K Wednesday, and I feel all the pressure of being as healthy as I can to run this thing.
I told Shaylee we might save her some, Truda.
Oh, well, if she gets in here in the next 10 minutes.
Perfect. How are you? Hashtag blessed. 816-576-7102.
Let's go to Sandy and Olathe. Hey, Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you hashtag blessed today?
I am hashtag blessed that even though my son is terminally ill, Make-A-Wish is granting him a trip to Disney.
Oh, Disney World or Land?
Disney World.
World, you're heading down to Florida.
And his reveal party is tonight, so I've like known for a month and I haven't told him.
No! Oh, that's so hard.
Wow, you've had to keep the
secret.
It's been
incredibly hard.
So how old is your son? Tell us a little bit about him.
He is 12, and we just go to lots of doctor's appointments, and he loves to play Fortnite. Fortnite is life.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, how cool is that? And when do you get to go to Disney World?
Actually, we leave July 5th.
You're coming up right on the trip.
Yes.
Oh, well, I hope you guys have an amazing time. Call us when you get back and tell us all about it, because we're actually, the show is going to be broadcasting from down in Orlando July 30th through August 3rd.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there 5th through the 11th.
Oh, that's going to be a great trip.
Wow. Yeah, it's something you remember forever. So that's fantastic.
It is. I can't wait.
Sandy, all right. Well, thank you so much for sharing this morning. 816-576-7102, and you are hashtag blessed.
2610 says, I wasn't expecting to get my paycheck until Monday since we get paid on the 1st and 15th. Woke up this morning, my paycheck's in the bank.
Dude, that's first is
best.
A weekend. Yes.
That's a good weekend right there.
And by the way, whoever sent us a picture of their pup this morning, you know how much Shaylee and I love puppy pictures and videos. It's always a great thing to wake up and see a pup on the text line.
Thank you, 4994, for the puppy picture.
And also, thank you for rescuing Adopt Don't Shop. There you go.
Oh, we put an offer in on a house. They accepted our offer. We're closing by the 18th. Hashtag bless.
Hashtag bless.
Awesome. Thank you guys for sharing.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
By the way, I've got it up on my screen here that Kelly, she was on the phone, got disconnected for hashtag blessed. She is retiring 4 weeks from today. Kelly from Lenexa. Happy retirement to you, Kelly.
Is it weird that I dream about that day now and I'm 42? Like, I honestly
As
think
if
about
there's a time you're going to get to retire.
Oh, it's cute, I mean, though. I keep the dream alive. Could happen.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's show with Jen and Truda. True to Friday morning, and as always on Fridays, we talk movies coming out this weekend, and as always, joined by our buddy Paul from B&B Theaters to talk about the latest films at the box office. Paul, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. All right, good. So this week, everybody's going to head out and see Uncle Drew is the first one up today.
There should be a technical foul or something.
I'm going to kick you off this court like I kicked you out of my house.
That's right.
That's me, okay, everybody?
Excuse me. I don't know who you are or what this is about, but could you please take it back to the stand so we can play some ball?
Who are you?
If you keep talking, you're going to find out.
Oh, you about to find out, honey. I come from a long line of choir members, and we're going to clap back.
I mean, you better
be
careful.
Clap you up out of here. Don't play with me.
I will not. I love you, baby. We believe in you guys. Be aggressive.
Yeah, that's right. We got a couple of diverse ones. The first one here with Uncle Drew is a great blend of a sports movie, but also a great comedy with some real basketball stars, Kyrie Irving, and then folks from my generation, We got Shaq and Chris Webber, Reggie Miller, even Lisa Leslie representing the WNBA. So some acting talent and definitely some sports talent in this one as well.
Which side does Shaq fall on? Because we've got to figure that one out still back from...
Yeah, I mean, he's tried his hand at both, I guess. I'm still putting him in the sports column, I think.
And then Sicario's the other new big movie this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. This is a sequel. The first one, just called Sicario, came out in 2015, and this is the follow-up called Day of the Soldado, which I learned this actually means Hitman, Day of the Soldier.
Uh-huh.
So we've got Benicio del Toro and Josh Brolin reprising their roles from the first one. Man, I'm excited about this one because Sicario was kind of a mind job. It was a complicated film, but really rewarding. About like the sort of unorthodox approaches that these guys take to border control and drug trafficking. So definitely a heavy drama, but one that I'm really excited about.
Well, and talk about one that drops in right at the exact moment of cultural awareness on this whole thing. I mean, they just
boy, ain't that the truth? Yeah, it's definitely more of a fictionalized kind of fantastic version of it. But maybe that's what we need to kind of pull away from the. The heavy depth of reality. This one's going to be exciting. And yeah, like you said, very, very relevant for the current climate.
And what a perfect time to go to the movies. It's 80,000 degrees outside.
Right?
Just go sit in the theater and enjoy the cold air.
That's right. Cold air, ice cold Pepsi, hard to beat.
Yeah. Do you know what's going to be on like the MX4 and the big screens, the grand screens there at the B&B this week?
That may vary location to location. I anticipate that probably Jurassic World will hold over in MX4D. So folks, if they want to find out, should visit us online at bbtheaters.com for those specific bookings and showtimes for the location closest to them.
Fantastic. Let's go ahead and give away a pair of tickets now for somebody to go check out a movie at B&B Theaters.
We'll give those to caller 12.
Paul, thank you as always for filling us in on what's happening this weekend.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the magic of the movie.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The man accused of shooting five people to death at a Maryland newspaper is charged with five counts of first-degree murder. The suspect, 38-year-old Gerald Ramos, is scheduled to be in court this morning in Annapolis, where the shooting happened. Ramos is accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette yesterday. Say goodbye to Toys R Us. The bankrupt toy retailer is closing all of its 740 U.S. stores today. The 70-year-old company announced it would close last March after failing to restructure its debt. Jeffrey the Giraffe, the 16-foot-tall Toys R Us mascot, is heading from the corporate headquarters in Wayne, New Jersey, to Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital in New Brunswick.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't have the memories as going there as a child, like I'm sure we did, but there was one right by us at 95th and Quivira. So
yes.
I took my kids there all the time. So there is a little sadness and like,
I feel like I probably went to that store. Well, okay, here's what I remember. People in Old Overland Park might remember this. Children's Palace. Do you remember that? It was at 95th Street. It was across the street from where Olive Garden is. It was a castle-looking thing. And if you look at that building, you can still kind of see the outline of what it was.
Yeah.
Children's Palace. It was like a Toys R Us sort of store.
Oh.
That's what I remember going to as a kid.
A new
or KB Toys in
the
mall.
Oh, I loved KB Toys.
You could actually go to the mall and go to cool stores like KB Toys.
New app aims to help parents interpret what their baby wants based on the sound of their cry. It's a free app. It's called Chatter Baby. It was released last month. It analyzes the acoustic features of a baby's cry to help parents understand whether their child might be hungry, fussy, or in pain. Some critics say caregivers should not rely too much on their smartphone. Others say it's a helpful tool for new parents.
I want that for my dog. Can it translate my dog's barks into, "Hello, Brian. How are you today?"
Do you really want to know what she's saying?
I do. Oh, man, I would love to talk. I mean, I talk to my dog anyway. I talk to Sadie all the time.
Well, I do, too.
But if she could talk back.
Yeah, and she's like, "Hey, lazy, get me on a walk. How about that?"
You're right.
We just watched a documentary about Coco, and they were showing how the sign language she knew. I mean, she could speak in full sentences and ask you to open. She'd say, "Friend, open the door." Like, incredible stuff. That's what you should do. Just teach Sadie sign language with her little dog boss.
Yes, because she has, opposable thumbs are going to work out real well.
Maybe with her tail.
That's your 10 items or less for Friday on The Show.
I get the feeling, even just through her glares, she's like, "You human waste of turn. Get off the couch and walk me."
Just not today. It's really hot.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Text line says, Sadie would tell me, are you crazy? Why are you talking to me? I don't understand human. Oh, no, I think they do. I think they understand us very well. Just be like, put some clothes on when you walk around, dude. I mean, I'm a dog, but I still don't like this sort of thing.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What do you want? What can we give you? It's Friday. Let's give some stuff away. 816-576-7102.
All right, let's see who's on the phone waiting for us. In Raytown, it's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Jamie, how's your Friday so far?
Oh, I'm just starting out. I work for U-Haul, so I'm in a big truck. Trying to navigate through traffic.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's get you through quickly so you don't hurt.
It's okay. You're bigger than everything else, so it's cool.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a fight, though, on 435, but there's a lot of us big ones.
Oh, yikes. Mm-hmm. All right, well, what can we do to make your day better? What do you want?
Oh, the kids have wanted to go to Worlds of Fun, so I guess I'll take that.
Yes, a 4-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun, plus we're going to throw in a platter voucher for some food. This is going on July 3rd and 4th, a big barbecue and boom celebration.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe on 435.
Thank you, John.
All right. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Joey, get the info from you. Drive safe, by the way. Kate's in Shawnee. Good morning, Kate.
Hi.
Hi there.
Kate, what do you have going on for the 4th of July?
We're in town, so nothing.
Oh. Do you live where you can shoot fireworks?
We live in Shawnee, so we can do them in our driveway.
Gotcha. Okay.
You live in Little Shawnee, so otherwise Beirut. Yes. It's going to sound like.
Yeah. We have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, so they like, you know, the little stuff. So.
Sure. Those little poppy things that you throw on the ground. Love those.
Yes.
All right, Kate, what do you want?
Tickets to Worlds of Fun.
Worlds of Fun. 4-pack for you. We'll throw in that platter voucher. Enjoy barbecue and boom, July 3rd and 4th.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
It's just that simple.
KCMO, here's Wesley. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning.
Wesley, it's Friday. What do you want?
Six and Joan Jett, please.
That's going to be a great show at Starlight coming up July 10th. You got tickets.
Mr. Roboto.
Yes. Go enjoy some rock and roll with Joan Jett.
All right, Wes, hold on for 1 second. Tommy's in Eureka. Good morning, Tommy.
Tommy, can you hear us?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how's your weekend? What do you have going on?
Well, I'm in Zurich, not Eureka.
Oh, Eureka. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. I should read it right.
It got typed up wrong. That's all right.
Yep. No, that's all good. Nothing, just barbecue and hang out with family. Nothing super exciting.
All right. Well, we'll try to make it a little more exciting. What do you want? What can we give you?
What are my options, though?
So, The Wizard of Oz is coming to Kansas City at Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. We have some of those. We've got tickets to Escape, Belle Biv DeVoe, SWV. Is that what we're down to now? We gave away those.
I think
those.
So. Yep.
That? Yeah. Escape, yep. Wizard of Oz. What can we give you?
Escape will be good.
Perfect. That show's coming up next Thursday. It'll be at Sprint Center.
All right. Sounds good.
Tickets for you.
Awesome. Easy as that.
Done. Making people happy on a Friday.
I love it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, actor Gary Busey is 74. From Curb Your Enthusiasm, actor and comedian Richard Lewis is 71. And best known for anchoring The Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, Colin Jost turns 36. Ed Sheeran getting hit with a $100 million lawsuit over his song Thinking Out Loud. A company named Structured Asset Sales claims the track was directly ripped off of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
Well, let's see. I've put these two kind of together here so we can take a listen to them. If I can hit the right button.
The company
here.
Claims both have the exact same melody, harmonies, and tempos.
I got you, baby. Then come on.
There's Marvin Gaye.
Take me into your loving arms.
Hard to say. I mean, you can hear anything in anything.
It's a slow song.
Right?
I think you could say that. You could put 50 million different songs in there and say they have a similar tempo.
I'm thinking out loud, maybe we found love right.
I don't know. I mean, do they sound similar? Sure. I mean, you know, like that.
But
I,
are there
I guess
a million songs that sound
right.
similar?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you get $100 million out of that. The new Toy Story Land at Walt Disney World is opening its doors tomorrow. Disney says the new park features giant-sized versions of Woody, Buzz, and other characters to make guests feel toy-sized. I think that will be awesome.
Right.
Also includes a Toy Story Mania carnival-like ride, a restaurant called Woody's Lunchbox, and then Toy Story-themed shirts, toys, and other merchandise. Toy Story Land is going to be located in Disney's Hollywood Studios. We are taking our morning show there exactly 1 month from today. We are going to be down in Orlando. We leave July 29th. You can actually still join us if you'd like to head down to Orlando with the show. Go to suitcaseofdreams.biz. That's a Liberty, Missouri business. Suitcaseofdreams.biz. Mention KC1021 to get the special perks and deals. American Horror Story going to be returning in the fall. Season 8 of the FX series is going to premiere September 12th. The new season doesn't have a title yet, but the creator has said it's going to be a crossover of season 1 and 3.
Which means what? Do you guys watch that? Does anybody watch that?
I did watch season 1, and then I've watched... I got a few episodes into some of the other ones, and now all I can think of in my head was the episode with Eric Stone Street, because he's in a great creepy episode.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I've never watched it.
It's good, but it takes some time. There's a lot of seasons to get through. Final season of Game of Thrones, they say, will be the deadliest. Actress Sophie Turner said in a recent interview that season 8 will include more fatalities than all other seasons. She also said it will be the bloodiest and most emotionally torturous. The most deaths that have occurred on the show were 540 in season 6.
Dang.
A lot of killing going on.
They had that many people?
540. The 8th and final season premieres sometime next year.
What a better way to clear up your show's budget. we're going to trim some people, like 540.
Are you trying to tell us something?
Right.
Yeah. If we had 540 people on this show, city of 2 million, I'd like 540 people to listen to this show.
That'd be fantastic.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Shaylee, you're out Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the lake.
Dirty lake.
It's not dirty.
Lakes are all dirty by design.
Is this your Oklahoma lake?
Yeah,
it's
in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, it's a dirty lake.
I saw it. We just drove through Oklahoma. They're all dirty.
Did you stop? It's clear water. I will send you a video.
Are you sure? Because I saw some clay brown water.
I promise you. I will send you a video.
Yeah,
it's clear.
In an Oklahoma lake. That just sounds bad.
Oh, but you'll go to the Lake of the Ozarks?
No. That sounds like you're not coming out.
Oh, please.
Wipe down that chair when you come back.
Oh, jeez.
Jackie Lucky is on her way in next. We've got your commercial-free music to help get you up to lunch without all those commercials.
All right, the rest of you have a great weekend. Joey, Jen, myself, we're all back Monday morning at 6 a.m.
as we head into 4th of July week.
Woohoo!
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.